I remember we had these old iron beds, you know, and just wooden floors. And my mother, I remember she pushing the bed off to one side and picking up the floorboards, and there was bottles under there.
Josephine Gosselin Shafchuk still lives on the land where her family house once stood near Dade City. As a young girl, she and her four brothers and four sisters helped with the family business, making and selling moonshine whiskey.
Well, we sold it right out of the little grocery store we had, you know. We used to have the pints and a half pints. We sold it that way. We used to load an old Dodge truck with dog catcher sides, and we loaded that truck up with 5-gallon jugs, put a tarpaulin over it, and put all the vegetables on top of the tarpaulin. We'd drive into Tampa about 2:30 in the morning, and we'd go to the farmer's market. We'd sell off all the vegetables down to the whiskey, and they'd offload into some old barn in Ybor City.
Through the late 1920s and early 30s, Shafchuk's father operated a 90-gallon still hidden in a swampy area near the family homestead. But talk to any native Floridian over the age of 75, especially one from a rural background, and you're likely to hear of at least one relative or friend involved in moonshining. Kristen Congdon is director of the Cultural Heritage Alliance at the University of Central Florida.
This was a hard place to make a living for many people. And so in the 20s and 30s, 40s, and into the 50s, there were a lot of families who started moonshining because it supplemented their work with cattle, other kinds of things that they did, and found out that it was very lucrative.
We were just raised in it. Everybody was doing it, seemed like, and it was just a way of life for us.
They come up in it. They knew about it from a very early age, and it was a quick buck. And he could go to the nursery and go to work or some little old job at 35 cents an hour when he could haul liquor and make $1 a jug. And he could carry off a load of liquor and $50 in one night. And a lot of people was in it, but they didn't want to be in it. But they had no skills, no way to go get a job, no way to travel. So they made whiskey.
Tommy Johns remembers the 1950s when sparsely populated Baker County, just west of Jacksonville, was the moonshine capital of Florida, possibly even the southeast.
I've seen under the red light in McClenny 5 or 6 different cars loaded, headed out, going to Thomasville, Georgia, Tallahassee, Gainesville. Man, I don't see how they drunk all that whiskey in Thomasville, Georgia, and Tallahassee. There was 2 or 3 cars a night loaded going up there, and then semis going up to North Carolina, Amherst, Georgia, Cordell.
In rural North Florida, the goal was to outrun the police with large, heavy cars re-engineered from the tires up by men like George Dubb Sands of McClenny.
They used a Chrysler 300 engine, probably create around, I'd say, up to 600 horsepower. Oh, yeah.
We could run all the way to Valdosta and never go down a highway from dirt roads all the way.
Local law enforcement did little to stem the tide of spirits, often looking the other way or allowing neighbors to tip off the moonshiners.
There was a conspiracy of silence to protect them, either because that's where they got their alcohol or because they knew their family and they knew that these were good people who needed to put food on the table for their children.
We had some people that was kind of on the lookout, you know, and people that was concerned about our well-being would let us know what was going on, you know.
They would call us, and we'd work frantic to get everything right. You know, whiskey up in the attic and different places around town buried.
He had all the police paid off, sheriffs and all that in Dade City, had all them paid off. And one of them would put his uniform on and was selling it all the way up into Georgia. Who's going to stop a cop?
In 1933, Josephine Shafchuk's father narrowly escaped a prison sentence after the feds spotted his still from the air. Baker County's glory days ended in the late 50s with tougher laws and a new sheriff. Tommy Johns went off to college, and Dubb Sands retired from running whiskey to open a car dealership with his brother. What had been a way of life for so many Floridians was giving way to more lawful means of employment.
They wasn't gangsters. They were just people out there trying to make a living. We never carried no firearms with us or anything. See, people get the wrong impression. We didn't try to wreck them. They didn't try to wreck us or anything. It was just a flat race, and if you outrun them, you won. If you got caught, they put your butt in jail. You understand?
I'm Bill Dudley. With funding from the Florida Department of State Division of Cultural Affairs, this report was produced by the Florida Humanities Council. Visit us on the web at flahum.org.